Just 2 years ago, a ballot measure to raise the sales tax across Sonoma County by 1/8 of a cent to fund local library operations just missed getting the necessary 2/3 majority by about 4,000 votes. But the need that drove that initiative has not abated, says Library System Director Brett Lear.
Right now we have about $10 million in deferred maintenance on our buildings and about $1.5 million in deferred maintenance in IT. And then we still have key library positions that haven't been filled since the recession. And on some popular books, the waiting list can be up to 6 months long. So the need is there.
On top of that, public demand for restoration of the service cuts that now see all 13 branches closed on Mondays has remained strong.
Certainly people want to see their libraries reopen on Mondays. It's something that I want to do. And the thing is that it'll take some additional revenue to do that.
How much more?
We'd need additional staffing because right now the staff work a 40-hour week with the hours that we're currently open. Across 14 libraries, that seems to come out to about $1.2 million. And then certainly we'd want to add services as we add hours. When you're open more, you want to have classes and books available. So there'd be some additional cost in adding the services that would be provided during those additional hours.
So they're preparing to go back to the local electorate this fall. And a key step is expected at this week's meeting of the Governing Library Commission.
We're going to have Godby Research that did the polling for us give a presentation on what citizens are saying that they want to see us do. Then there'll be a public hearing where the public can tell its commissioners what the public hopes the commission does. And then if the commission does decide to move forward with placing a measure on the ballot, they would hold a special second meeting, perhaps on July 18th, and that would be when they would vote to place the ordinance on the ballot.
In anticipation of that, Lear says an independent campaign group has already formed to promote the measure, since that's something the library itself cannot legally do.
There's a citizens group called Citizens for Sonoma County Library that's formed, and they've been doing fundraising since last December, and they've hired a consultant. So I think, you know, this time around you would see a campaign that's much more organized and effective than what we had in 2014.
Wendy Hilberman, executive director of the Sonoma County Public Library Foundation, is working with that group.
I think that there really truly is support for libraries throughout the county. Since 2011, when the hours were cut 25%, they noticed that the library's not open on Mondays. And so we have heard as a foundation concerns for the last several years that this is an issue for children and families and for seniors. And we really want to see the hours regained, and the libraries have a solid funding foot.
The proposed sales tax increase would generate an estimated $10 million per year for 10 years, considerably augmenting the system's budget, which now stands at about $17.5 million a year. Lear says some early telephone surveys conducted last November were strongly encouraging.
I was pretty ecstatic about the response. About 78% of the people said that they would support a 1/8 cent sales tax.
It should be noted, however, that similar polling 2 years ago also showed strong support, more than was ultimately present on Election Day. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.